Radical Russ here at the Boston Freedom Rally at the Parents for Pot booth. And tell folks your name.
Sure. My name is Jill Osborne. I'm the Family Outreach Director for Parents for Pot.
Fantastic. And tell folks about Parents for Pot. I see this excellent, almost Christmas tree you've got going on here. What's this about?
We are here today fundraising for our annual holiday drive. Last year we raised $15,000 and sponsored entire Amazon wish lists for 25 families that are victims of the drug war. So we support families that have someone incarcerated because of cannabis. We also support families that have to move to legal states for medical access.
I know many of them. I'm from Portland, Oregon, so I know a lot of people that have come out to Oregon from Idaho and other very difficult states to be in. Now that you have medical marijuana in Massachusetts, has that changed things a bit?
So I think the one thing that we've really learned here in Massachusetts is that legislation does not equal access. We passed that law 3 years ago, and patients still have one dispensary to access. That dispensary sold out of medicine in 3 weeks. So where are the thousands of patients that are still in need supposed to go?
Good point. So do you feel that upcoming election in 2016, where legalization could likely be on the ballot, would be a benefit for those parents?
I do, and I actually think there are two legislation petitions circulating. I'd like to see both. I'd like to see the people decide what legalization should really look like. And I think that recreational legislation is going to equate to better access for medical patients. More people growing equals more strains available equals better, you know, better service to the patients.
Do you have any estimate of how many parents, how many pediatric patients could be helped in this state?
The DPH estimates that there are 8,000 pediatric epilepsy cases that are not treated or not able to be treated by pharmaceuticals in Massachusetts alone. So that's 8,000 children whose lives that we could make better. And that's only one condition. There are so many other conditions that we're not even considering when we throw that number out.
Parents for Pot is the organization. How can people find you on the web?
You can find us at parentsfor4pot.org.
Well, that's really long. Parents, F-O-U-R, the T-H-E-N-U-M-B-E-R. No, I'm just joking. Parents for the digit, pot.org. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.